From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and the European Union have both decided to maintain sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. The decision was made at the leaders' summit in Brussels after they had a very short discussion on Ukraine. The United States is also holding to sanctions against Moscow. The U.S. intelligence community also concluded that Russia interfered with the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win the White House. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has already indicted Russian individuals and entities in connection with a scheme to influence the vote. It has been 6 months since the Congress passed and President Trump signed into law massive tax cuts. AP Sagar Meghani reports the president touted the cuts as helping boost the U.S. economy.
The president's marking the six-month anniversary of the $1.5 trillion tax cuts bill he signed last year.
The biggest tax cuts in American history.
Which actually isn't true. They're smaller than the ones enacted under President Reagan and after World War II. Still, the president hails what he calls perhaps the best economy in American history, capping a positive week that saw him applaud two favorable Supreme Court rulings and get the chance to add a justice to the court, with Anthony Kennedy announcing his retirement. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The alleged shooter in a shotgun attack on an Annapolis, Maryland newspaper that left five people dead, Gerard Ramos, appeared in court on Friday. He has been charged with five counts of murder. The newspaper, meanwhile, published a Friday edition covering the attack on its own offices. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for an end to the fighting in Daraa in southwest Syria. As Lisa Schlein reports, the UN is warning of a humanitarian catastrophe if the violence between Russian-backed Syrian forces and armed rebels continues to escalate.
The United Nations says thousands of people are fleeing the escalating violence in Daraa. But it warns civilians caught in the battle between Syrian and rebel forces are likely to be trapped in the governorate because Jordan has closed the border, cutting off their main escape route. The High Commissioner spokeswoman Liz Throssell tells VOA that is very worrying.
The real concern is the civilians being held, being under a siege. The civilians basically caught between the two sides.
The UN Human Rights Office has documented at least 46 civilian deaths, including children, since fighting erupted 11 days ago. The agency believes the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with his Japanese counterpart Friday in Tokyo to ease Japan's concerns about America's commitment to the region amid the ongoing denuclearization negotiations with North Korea. Following a meeting with Japan's Defense Minister Itsuno Onodera, Mattis said there's absolute reassurance between the two of us that we stand firm.
We place the highest possible priority on the relationship between our Department of Defense and your Ministry of Defense, and Minister Onodera and I maintain the closest possible collaboration, which is the norm between trusted allies.
Onodera, meanwhile, said Friday the United States has agreed to continue joint military exercises with Japan. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump announced the suspension of joint exercises after he held a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, calling the exercises expensive and provocative. Immigration advocacy groups are planning hundreds of marches across the United States Saturday to protest the Trump administration's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Protests are being planned in big cities like Washington, Los Angeles, and New York, as well as smaller communities across the nation, including in Appalachia and the Midwest. A coalition of left-leaning activists, including groups that helped organize the massive women's marches the past 2 years, is helping to coordinate more than 600 demonstrations across the country that they hope could draw hundreds of thousands of people. Organizers say they are receiving strong support from mothers who were opposed to the Trump administration's previous policy of separating children from their parents at the Mexican border. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.